Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The final boss is a final test of the player, a sort of ultimate exam on what they've learned from the game's mechanics. Stronger, less forgiving of mistakes, and more stressful than the bosses beforehand. A good final boss asks everything of the players if they want to see the end of the game. But this isn't just about good bosses, it's about the best final bosses. Of course, this is pretty subjective, as is the quality of the game surrounding them, but pound for pound, blow for blow, these 10 rise above the rest to set the gold standard. Of course, a warning, there are spoilers ahead. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 best video game final bosses of all time. Number 10, Senator Armstrong, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance is the distillation of Hideo Kojima's more out-there ideas, which the main Metal Gear series always kept in check. And it's absolutely glorious. Such an adrenaline shot to the arm can only end on the most nuts note imaginable. So naturally, MGR goes out on a now murder this American senator, come on, you know you want to do it route. Senator Armstrong is a nanomachine-fueled walking meme factory of a man who can easily barrel through you if you aren't careful. The mechanic most tested by this fight is blade mode, as you have to get behind him and use blade mode to strike at a glowing part of his body if you want to stop him from getting back all the health you've whittled down. Your reflexes and speed are tested in between those points, as getting hit by Armstrong in any capacity is, well, not advised. It's easily the hardest fight in the game, but it feels oh so satisfying to finally reach into the dude's chest and rip out his goddamn heart. For totally not topical real world reasons. Number 9, Gyges, Earthbound. Earthbound is the logical endpoint of the JRPG trope of fighting rats at the beginning and then fighting God at the end. They really love doing that. Its name is Gyges. True to its Lovecraftian nature, no one's entirely sure where the hell it comes from, but it's been with Earthbound's world since the beginning. Gyges is one of the most unknowable and frightening villains in gaming history, so it only makes sense its fight would be much of the same. Ness and pals travel deep into the past to fight him, having to transfer their consciousnesses into robot bodies to make the trip. And the fight that ensues is harrowing, with attacks that are outright stated to be impossible to perceive, but hit like trucks. The trick is to realize you literally can't kill this thing. It has maxed out stats and infinite HP. The only way to win is by singing and praying, which prompts everyone you've helped on your adventure to join in, ultimately beating back Gyges with the collective power of prayer. Number 8, Mother Brain, Super Metroid. Super Metroid had some of the finest bosses on the SNES, and that's some steep competition. From Samus' rematch with Ridley and the fight with the reimagined Kraid to, naturally, Samus' second encounter with Mother Brain. At first, it's much of the same fight as the original game, with Mother Brain trapped in one place while Samus has to wear them down with her blaster. But then Mother Brain pulls out their super secret special move, turning into a Giga-esque dinosaur monster made of meat, cybernetics, and nightmares. We hate it when bosses just do that. Mother Brain quickly makes short work of Samus, but the baby Metroid comes in clutch to sacrifice itself for her just in the nick of time, giving Samus the power to tell Mother Brain to taste the rainbow. A bit more cinematic than other bosses in the game, but hey, it's the final boss. That kind of thing is more tolerable. And even then, the game still remembers to make every phase a proper boss fight in its own right. The first phase is a nice update from the original on the NES, while the second one is a desperate struggle for survival that turns into a triumphant smackdown. Number 7, Virgil, Devil May Cry 5. Few things get a DMC fan's motor running than the prospect of getting into a fight with Virgil. His was the best boss fight in Devil May Cry 3, bar none, and pretty much everyone knew there was no way he actually died in that game. And sure enough, building on the foreshadowing of Devil May Cry 4, DMC 5 reveals that Virgil is Nero's father, and he's back and badder than ever. The fight with him at the end somehow manages to be even better than his fight in 3, a feat most thought was impossible. The fight's broken up into two halves, one where you fight him as Dante and one as Nero. This fight is everything that made the final battle in 3 so great, but cranked up to 11. It's a test of your reflexes and reaction time as Virgil hits fast and hard. And it tests how well you know the devil trigger mechanic, as you have to pick when to use it and when to hold off. The perfect blend of heart-pounding action and careful strategy. Number 6, Ganon, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Tears of the Kingdom's Ganondorf is one of the best renditions to date, an ambitious political schemer and cunning military mind who seeks nothing less than the entire world under his heel. And when you confront him in the ruins of Hyrule Castle, he promises to take far more than just your arm this time around. Fortunately, if you've been a good little Tears of the Kingdom player, you won't be going into this fight alone. Having the new Guardians come to back you up in person during this fight is a brilliant evolution of the Guardian Beast's assault on Calamity Ganon in Breath of the Wild. It turns what would otherwise have been an uphill battle into one on even ground. But of course, it comes down to Link and Ganon in the end, as he turns himself into a dragon to finally put his eternal rival down for good. All seems lost until Link's dragon girlfriend Zelda comes in to give Link a steed for this final duel. The battle in the skies above Hyrule is nothing short of breathtaking, serving as an excellent finale to the saga. While the first fight tests players' reflexes with dodging and parrying, the second one tests how well they know the mechanics of skydiving. Every gameplay mechanic, new and old, that the Breath of the Wild duology has introduced is put to the ultimate test.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Maruki, Persona 5 Royal. Nothing screams satisfying ending more than punching your therapist in his dumb face. Takatu Maruki was a good doctor, but a terrible therapist. Rather than help people to help themselves, he sought to instead fix the world's problems for them. So when his persona powers awaken, granting him the ability to cognitively alter reality itself, he decides this is the perfect chance to make the world right at last. And in his mind, he thinks he's doing the good thing. After fighting their way to the top of his castle, hospital, nightmare, trauma pit, the Phantom Thieves confront Maruki. The fight that ensues is one of the hardest instances of Persona 5's match the weakness to the monster fight structure. The first phase is incredibly tough but fair, with brutal punishments for getting the types wrong or hitting the wrong target. But if done right, the fight can be incredibly manageable. The second and third phases, though, are the more cinematic portion of the three, with Maruki breaking all the rules by fusing with his persona Azathoth to become Adam Cadmon. This behemoth of a new form is only brought down by a well-placed bullet from Joker, leading into Phase 3, where Maruki and Joker beat each other to a pair of bloody pulps while the cognitive world collapses around them. Realizing he's beaten, Maruki lets out a scream to end all screams before succumbing to the collapse of everything he's built. Number 4. Malice, Shadow of the Colossus. What makes Shadow of the Colossus stay in the heart of an entire generation of gamers, besides the epic scale of its boss fights, is how it uses those boss fights to tell one of the most nihilistic fables in gaming history. And it all culminates in the final colossus, Malice. Malice is easily the largest colossus in the game, quite literally looming over everything else across the land. A great tower that's grown a face and come to life, Wanda has to kill it to see his lover again. This leg of the journey is when the game starts taking things away from Wanda, starting with his horse. Wanda can only watch as his beloved steed falls down a dark chasm to its death. That bleak opening note combined with the oppressive tone of the entire area makes the doubts the player has had about this mission ring louder and louder, as they then have to climb up this nightmarishly large but ultimately harmless creature to murder it. The climbing is at its most harrowing, and while this creature is ultimately harmless, that doesn't mean it isn't incapable of defending itself. As Wanda drives that large blade into his skull, there's no sense of triumph, despite the odds overcome, only the sense the player's done something that can't be undone. This might not be the hardest or most visually striking boss in the game, but in terms of narrative theme, this is when the story really crystallizes how dire things are. Number 3. Xemnas, Kingdom Hearts 2. This is the kind of final boss that makes a fanbase wait over a decade for the sequel. Xemnas is easily one of the longest boss fights in video game history, with 9 phases to his name. First, there's the fight against his base form near the end of the game, an exciting test of your reaction time and knowledge of the UI. The phases that follow when Xemnas merges with Kingdom Hearts to become a giant mecha dragon thing test your knowledge of the gliding mechanic and your ability to handle larger mobs. You have to dismantle Xemnas' giant mecha dragon thing bit by bit while being assaulted on all sides by nobodies. These phases really sell how large this thing is, and you have to work your way up to Xemnas multiple times before it finally goes down. This leads into the final and best phase of the fight, which is essentially the first phase but faster. Once more, the player's knowledge of the reaction command system is put to the test, as well as their adaptability. You have to dodge, use reaction command, and block, all the while getting in however many hits you can. No one can say Xemnas went down quickly or easily, and God bless this boss for that. Number 2. Odin, God of War Ragnarok. A God of War game was going to be on this list somewhere, and boss battles were the whole reason why people came to the series in the first place, before that reason shifted to getting your heart ripped out of your chest. Despite the many classic clashes through the series, the most recent final showdown against the Allfather himself Odin takes the crown. While both phases of this fight are some of the most fun combat the game has to offer, the first half is the strongest. In between striking at you with powerful magic and Bifrost attacks, he sections off the arena into threes, and constantly forces you to jump from section to section to avoid devastating AoE attacks. The second half is no slouch either. With Atreus destroying Odin's mask, the center of his obsessions, the old man is sent into a frenzy. It takes Kratos, Atreus, and Freya all coming at him at once to finally bring him down, resulting in one of the most satisfying QTEs in the series. God of War's Odin has had it coming for a long time, and it felt so damn good to finally give the old man his command. Number 1. Asriel Dreamer, Undertale. It's perhaps ironic that the top spot goes to a boss fight you literally can't lose. However, with that being the central message of it, that's what makes it so effective. Asriel Dreamer, otherwise known as Flowey, has been manipulating events behind the scenes since the beginning, obsessed with fiddling about with the timelines of Undertale's world out of a sick curiosity to see what he could make happen. Underneath that is a desperate need to prevent the game from ending, so obviously someone like your character cannot be allowed to make too much progress. When manipulating or attacking you ceases to work and you get dangerously close to reaching the best ending, Flowey takes matters into his own hands. He absorbs every soul in the underground, finally returning to his true form, Asriel Dreamer, the god of hyperdeath. While the fight is the same puzzle bullet hell as the rest of the pacifist route, the difference, as previously noted, is that you cannot die. Every time Asriel beats you, Frisk's soul resists death and comes back for more. For all his power and desperation to keep doing the same thing over and over, Frisk, representing the inevitability of progress and change, resists all attempts to be destroyed. As you lay the final blow on him, you're then treated to one of the most touching final cutscenes in gaming history as your reward. Undertale, even all these years later, really is just that good. And fittingly, it has the greatest final boss in gaming history.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.